Leviticus chapter 13. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and to Aaron, and said, A man who has in the skin of his flesh a swelling, or scurf, or a bright spot, or who has in the skin of his flesh an affliction of leprosy, will be brought to Aaron the priest, or to one of his sons the priests. And the priest will examine the affliction in the skin of his flesh, and if the hair of the afflicted area has turned white, and the profile of the afflicted area is deeper than the skin of his flesh, then it is an affliction of leprosy, and the priest will look at him and pronounce him unclean. And if it is a white, bright spot in the skin of his flesh, and the profile of it is not deeper than the skin, and its hair has not turned white, then the priest will close the afflicted area up for 7 days. Then on the 7th day the priest will examine him, and if the affliction is stable in his view, and the affliction has not spread in the skin, then the priest will close it up for a second period of 7 days. Then the priest will examine him on the 7th day a second time, and if the affliction is dull, and the affliction has not spread in the skin, then the priest will pronounce him clean. It is just scurf, and he will wash his clothes and be clean. But if the scurvy area has a definite spread in the skin after it has been examined by the priest as to whether it is clean, then he will be examined again by the priest. And the priest will make an examination, and if the scurvy area has spread on the skin, then the priest will pronounce him unclean. It is leprosy. If there is an affliction of leprosy with a man, he shall be brought to the priest. And the priest will look, and if there is a white swelling in the skin, and it has turned the hair white, and there is an indication of raw flesh in the swelling, then it is dormant leprosy in the skin of his flesh, and the priest will pronounce him unclean. He will not close it up, for he is unclean. And if the leprosy spreads extensively in the skin, and the leprosy covers all the skin with an affliction, from his head to his feet, at every visual examination by the priest, then the priest will look, and if the leprosy covers all his flesh, then he will pronounce the affliction clean. It has all turned white, and he is clean. But on the day when raw flesh is seen on him, he will be unclean, and the priest will examine the raw flesh, and pronounce him unclean. The raw flesh is unclean. It is leprosy. Or if the raw flesh changes back and turns white, then he will go to the priest, and the priest will examine him, and if the affliction turns white, then the priest will pronounce the afflicted area clean. He is clean. And if there is any ulcer in the skin of any flesh, and it heals, and in the place of the ulcer there is a white swelling or a bright spot, reddish white, then it will be examined by the priest. And the priest will examine it, and if its profile is lower than the skin, and its hair has turned white, then the priest will pronounce him unclean. It is the affliction of leprosy, which has flared up at the ulcer. And if the priest examines it, and if there is no white hair on it, and it is not lower than the skin, and it is dull, then the priest will close it up for 7 days. And if it spreads extensively in the skin, then the priest will pronounce him unclean. It is an affliction. But if the bright spot remains in its place and does not spread, then it is an inflammation of the ulcer, and the priest will pronounce him clean. Or if there is a fiery burn in the skin of his flesh, and there is an indication of the burn, a bright spot that is reddish white or just white, then the priest will examine it, and if the hair has turned white at the bright spot, and its profile is deeper than the skin, then it is leprosy. It has flared up at the burn, and the priest will pronounce him unclean. It is an affliction of leprosy. But if the priest examines it, and if there is no white hair at the bright spot, and it is not lower than the skin, and it is dull, then the priest will close it up for 7 days. Then the priest will examine it on the 7th day. If it has spread at all in the skin, then the priest will pronounce him unclean. It is an affliction of leprosy. But if the bright spot remains in place, and it does not spread on the skin, and it is dull, It is a swelling of the burn, and the priest will pronounce him clean. For it is an inflammation of the burn. Now, if a man or woman has an affliction on the head or the chin, then the priest will examine the afflicted area, and if its profile is deeper than the skin, and there is thin yellow hair in it, then the priest will pronounce him unclean. It is scaul, a leprosy of the head or chin. But if the priest looks at the affliction of the scaul, and if its profile is not deeper than the skin, and there is no black hair in it, then the priest will close up the affliction of the scaul for 7 days. Then the priest will examine the afflicted area on the 7th day, and if the scaul has not spread, and there is no yellow hair in it, and the profile of the scaul is not deeper than the skin, then he will shave himself, but he will not shave the scaul, and the priest will close up the scaul for 7 days a second time. Then the priest will examine the scaul on the 7th day, and if the scaul has not spread in the skin, and its profile is not deeper than the skin, then the priest will pronounce him clean, and the man will wash his clothes and be clean. But if the scaul has spread at all in the skin after his cleansing, then the priest will examine it, and if the scaul has spread in the skin, then the priest will not look for the yellow hair. He is unclean. But if in his sight the scaul is stable, and black hair grows on it, then the scaul is healing, he is clean, and the priest will pronounce him clean. And if a man or woman has bright spots on the skin of their flesh, white bright spots, then the priest will examine them, and if there are dull white bright spots in the skin of their flesh, then it is a case of freckles that grow in the skin, he is clean. And if a man loses hair on the head, he has become bald, he is clean. And if his head loses hair from the part of his head towards the front, he is front receding bald, he is clean. But if there is a reddish-white affliction in his bald area or his front receding bald area, it is leprosy developing on his bald area or his front receding bald area. And the priest will examine him, and if there is a reddish-white swelling of an affliction on his bald area or his front receding area, with the profile of leprosy of the skin of the flesh, then he is a leprous man, he is unclean. The priest will certainly pronounce him unclean. His affliction is on his head. The clothes of him who is leprous, who has an affliction, will be ripped at the seam, and his head will be made bare, and he will cover his upper lip. And he will call out, unclean, unclean. All the time that the affliction is on him, he will be unclean. He is unclean. He will live alone. His dwelling will be outside the camp. And as for the garment that has the affliction of leprosy, either in a woolen garment or in a flaxen garment, whether in the warp or in the woof of the flax or the wool, or in hide or in any processed hide, if the affliction in the garment is greenish or reddish, whether in hide or warp or woof or any hide product, it is an affliction of leprosy, and it will be shown to the priest. And the priest will examine the affliction, and he will close up the afflicted item for 7 days. Then he will examine the afflicted item on the 7th day. If the affliction has spread in the garment, either in the warp or in the woof, or in the hide, or in anything which is made from hide into a product, the affliction is a rankling leprosy. It is unclean. And he will burn the garment, whether it is in the warp, or the woof, or in the wool, or in the flax, or in any product of hide, where the affliction is, for it is rankling leprosy. It will be burned by fire. And if when the priest looks, if the affliction has not spread in the garment, or in the warp, or woof, or in any hide product, then the priest will command that they wash the thing which has the affliction in it, and that they shut it up for 7 days a second time. Then the priest will examine it after the afflicted item has been washed. And if the affliction has not changed its profile, and the affliction has not spread, it is unclean. You will burn it with fire. It is inward ravaging as it becomes worn thin or threadbare. And if when the priest examines it, it is seen that the afflicted area is dull after it has been washed, then he will tear it out from the garment or from the hide or from the warp or from the woof. But if it still appears in the garment or in the warp or the woof, or in any hide product, it is flaring up. You will burn the thing that has the affliction in it with fire. And as for the garment or warp or woof or any hide product which you wash, where the affliction goes away from it, it will be washed a second time, and it will be clean. This is the procedure for the affliction of leprosy in a garment of wool or flax, either in the warp or in the woof or in any product from hide, for it being pronounced clean or unclean.